You're listening to the AI Ireland podcast. My name is Mark Kelly, the founder of AI Ireland. If you're new to the podcast, AI Ireland's mission is to accelerate the use of AI for the benefit of our society, our competitiveness, and everyone living in Ireland. To achieve this, we run projects of national interest, most notably the Artificial Intelligence Awards, which are occurring on the 23rd of November 2022. We wanted to contribute to a culture of sharing, cooperation, action in the Irish AI ecosystem. I'd like to say a special thank you to our sponsors and principal sponsor Microsoft for their continued support for the Artificial Intelligence Award. Hope you enjoyed the show today, and if you have any recommendations for future guests, please reach out to mark@aiawards.ie. Now on to the show. Hello everybody, welcome to AI Ireland's podcast. I hope you're doing really, really well. Today in the run-up of the AI Awards, I'm very, very happy to welcome one of our finalists for Provision. It's Swaroop KS, and he is the CEO and founder of Provision. Swaroop, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you, Mark, for this podcast opportunity. And I would like to thank AI Award for the recognition that they have given to us. It means a lot to us.
Delighted to have you on the show. So, Swaroop, tell us a little bit about Provision and what's the problem that you're looking to try to solve using technology as an enabler?
Okay, Provision is a startup company. We started this company around July 2020. The main idea was to build a bispectral dash camera. So we wanted to develop a dash camera for vehicles. So the idea was to do driver and passenger health monitoring, continuous health monitoring, and also to add up the optical camera facing towards the road and give a lot of provide a lot of ADAS based solutions like advanced driver assistance solutions. So this is how we started the journey, and then we joined the New Frontiers Ireland, which is a national level entrepreneurship program, where we learned a lot of things about how to do business, what are the various ingredients which is required to be a successful business leader. So yeah, and then slowly we started exploring multiple ways of designing a edge camera solutions. It's a continuous learning where it was a continuous experimentation of using multiple hardwares, multiple sensors, and finally we arrived at a very satisfactory design of a bispectral camera, which is basically a very portable modular bispectral camera, wherein we can actually change multiple sensors easily, and it's a very very much very very much scalable to multiple use cases as well. So this is how we started the journey, and we wanted to solve multiple security and health analytic use cases.
When you look at this problem as a challenging problem to solve, why is it a particularly challenging one to look after?
Okay, so there is so many companies working on AI-based solutions for security and health analytics today. So there's so many IoT devices has been developed. So the biggest challenge or biggest problem that we face is basically most of these solutions are cloud-based solutions. And when it comes to cloud-based solutions, there is a centralized server, and it needs to be maintained. The data has to be continuously transferred from each and every edge device to the cloud, centralized cloud server. And in order to maintain this data, the huge server requirement, it leads to the bigger carbon space and a lot of CO2 emissions. So this is what is happening in the current world, wherein more and more IoT devices, more and more security devices connected to cloud servers lead to the lot of carbon space and lot of CO2 emissions. So our camera is developed based on edge computing technology, wherein each and every AI algorithms are running within the camera, and also saves data within the camera, and only produce the analytics and alerts to the cloud, so that we reduce the bandwidth, we reduce the dependency on the network, too much on the network, and also we reduce the data transfer and we optimize a lot of data as well. So this is basic motivation for us to significantly contribute for sustainable energy and also encourage use of solar energy and other sustainable form of energy to maintain the devices.
Can you tell us about some of the return on investment, or for novices listening in, can you tell me about how this is actually adding value to end users, people who are working in this area?
Okay, from the end user perspective, there is no much bigger difference in terms of cloud, using cloud or edge devices. But when it comes to the building a better planet or building a better technology with sustainable technology, it is very important to use edge computing technologies, embrace this technology in the future. But in terms of what's the value added to the customer is, we are so when we consider the security camera solutions from past 10 to 15 years, it's mostly intruder detection, trespassing. So it's just a few use cases, which is definitely not significantly helping people in a day-to-day life. So we wanted to add more use cases to this camera solutions, that is basically healthcare analytics, building a strong healthcare analytics, and energy optimization through home automation. So that's another area. And also emergency, better prepared for emergency like fire, smoke, or leakage in the house, or even checking the insulations in the house properly, whether the insulations are properly done, and also any mold formation. This kind of we can add so many use cases into the security camera solutions, which can actually add a real value to the security for the camera solutions for the day-to-day activities.
So for people listening in, just to kind of give a little bit more context, so ProVision are up for the startup award for the AI awards this year. So, and their aim is to create power efficient and portable AI cameras that can enable critical health emergencies, security, and energy automation. So there's kind of a three areas there. There's the health emergencies, there's the security, and then the energy automation, because people can probably underestimate how much energy could be wasted.
Yeah.
That actually impacts our society, and in the world of the cost now, it can be one or two points to the left or the right could add a significant cost.
Yeah, definitely. So this camera, see, this is a one-time investment that people are making. So once they invest this is for lifetime. It is going to save a lot of energy. It is going to continuously improve, monitor their health, because the camera has thermal sensor. Because usually the thermal sensor is not popular in security camera solutions. It's just because that the cost of the cameras are becoming higher with thermal sensor. What we managed to do is we managed to build this camera at a very, the competitive price in the market. So that people can embrace this technology, this kind of security systems, and thermal camera will conceal individual identity, so thermal camera is basically like protect the privacy of the people as well. So, and also help in like temperature monitoring, people fall detection, and it's very robust to low light conditions as well.
Tell us a little bit about the future. Where do you want to take this technology?
There is definitely a lot of scope in this particular cameras. So basically, usually AI companies are not into hardware development, or they are not into camera development. Most of the AI companies out there is using the cameras already exist. They stream the video and then do some kind of SaaS solutions. So what we are doing is basically when we develop the camera from the scratch, we get a full control of the camera, everything, firmware in and out of it. So we are able to optimize the solution in such a way that there are certain things I would like to add up here. For example, security camera solutions. There are so many people working on reducing the time for investigation, especially for police or any guard kind of a use case. So they do this on the already recorded videos. So much of video has been recorded, and then they will try to limit a particular, okay, this is the timestamp which is interesting. But what if the camera is already have that intelligence inbuilt while recording itself? So if the camera can separate the data into different ranks, so that's what we are doing. So we rank the video into different chunks, and then we separate it out as a rank one folder, rank two folder, rank three folder. So basically rank one is something which is very, very important data over there, and straight away people can go there and check those folders, data in those folders. That makes it very efficient. So already data storage has been optimized and data processing has been optimized. So this actually, and there is no need of maintenance of useless data. So this is what makes us stand out in terms of computation.
I like that, because you're managing the storage, effectively helping with the processing, and then there's less maintenance because you've got the correct data. So you're not wasting time on that as well. You've been listening to the AI Ireland podcast, and today I've been chatting with Swaroop KS. And Swoop is in for the Startup AI Awards category finalist at Provision, and he's the CEO and founder of the company. And if you've just come to late to the podcast episode, what we've been chatting about is setting up the company, the problem that they were looking to try to solve, and how they're using technology as an enabler. So Provision, their aim is to create power efficient and portable AI cameras that enable critical health emergencies, security, and energy automation. And we talked a little bit about how you can optimize storage, make more effective processing, and remove maintenance of irrelevant data. Thank you very much for your time, Swaroop.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much for this year.
Membership of AI Ireland places your organization at the center of the fastest growing technology sector in the world today. As a member, you'll have access to a diverse and highly engaged professional community, which is committed to driving artificial intelligence forward in Ireland. Membership of AI Ireland is for any organization employing data and analytics. We offer memberships to corporate, government, and SME organizations. Interested to find out more? Contact Mark at AIAwards.ie.